The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Professional therapist on your phone. You want a professional therapist on your phone. You could be at work, at the beach, or in your own home. You got a professional therapist on your phone. Yeah. You can get that therapy like anytime. No more fighting traffic and comfortable waiting rooms with an uncomfortable line. Doesn't matter if you're all alone, because there's a therapist on your phone. Fight depression, beat the stigma. You can do it. Fucking get at it. Professional therapist on your phone. Better help.
Professional therapist on your phone.
That's the name of the app. It's
professional therapist on your phone. Better help help you when you're at your home. You don't have to deal with a building or deal with an elevator. You can use that therapy now or later. You don't have to park your car in a crowded lot. You can use it at home and you can talk and talk.
You wanna talk and talk? Well then just take a look. Go to betterhelp.com/offbook to learn more and sign up. We'll give you 7 days free. BetterHelp. You know that is the place to be. There's no shame in getting help, because you were worth it. So get that better help, because you deserve it. Get a professional therapist on your phone. Better help.
Don't be so alone.
Yeah. You think you got it made? I want to tell you about a podcast called Throwing Shade. They got Aaron Gibson and Brian Safi, and both in the podcast place to be. They got fresh takes on pop culture, women's rights, LGBT rights, and hilarity and vulgarity. They just released a holiday special, Get Near It. It just came out and you got to hear it.
They got guests, yes, they are the best. They got names that you would make you go insane. I'm not gonna list these names because I want you to imagine the names.
It could be Brian Blingleblatz, that is a name. It could be
Carol Kangowatz, that is a name.
It could be Jessica Chafin, Dave Holmes, and Matt McConkey. All made up names.
Yeah, you don't want to miss this.
So go get it wherever you listen. Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, where you listen to podcasts, Throwing Shade, listen to it.
Their holiday special, do it.
Do it.
Do-ba-do-do.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
That one's Zach Reno. That one's Jess McKenna.
God, so close.
So close.
One of these days we'll do it right.
And on the keys we have Scott Passarella.
And a third voice we've already teased you with. Guys, you know him.
It's a teaser.
It's a teaser.
Now here comes the trailer.
Here comes the trailer.
You know him.
In a world where a man has a YouTube channel called Paint that you have probably seen on Facebook and YouTube.
Even if you're like, have I seen that? The answer is yes. Please welcome. We're so happy to have
John Cozart.
Hello. It's me.
Hi, John.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I'm doing great. My palms are sweaty.
Ooh, knees weak. Arms are heavy.
You guys made eye contact.
Cool. We were like, are we going to do Eminem? We are.
We are. All right. We are going to do it.
No, it's going to be great. It's already great.
This is
a fun moment, John, because like sometimes when the guest is in that seat, I'm like, ooh, what little zone should we like zero in on? But I know almost nothing about you.
Yeah, it's super exciting because like a lot of our people have backgrounds that we're kind of like, oh, okay, I can kind of guess what this might be like. I have no idea. Or I'm so excited.
Or
we've met them. Yeah, that's
or
more.
Or they're friends of ours.
Right. Like they're usually people we know.
I think you're only the second. Hi, we're meeting for the first time.
Really?
Yeah, so that's like pretty bold and brave of you.
You're pretty bold and brave.
I guess so. I didn't know that piece of information. I thought everybody was a stranger to you when they came into the room.
No, we know almost all the humans on the planet.
Oh. Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah, well, if you're not familiar with who I am.
Well, I'm familiar with you. I just mean like, I don't know where you're from.
On a personal level. Yeah, I have like public face, a private face kind of thing where I like keep my private life away from the internet.
Hell yeah. Don't tell them.
Yeah, you save it.
What are some of the dark secrets that people think about you?
Oh, that's interesting.
What are the conspiracy theories?
There's a conspiracy theory that I'm a gay man.
Okay.
And that's pretty true.
Okay. So that's the thing about conspiracy theories. They have to have a hint
exactly.
of truth in them.
Sometimes they are true.
And sometimes they're not, but you can't tell which is which. And that's
what makes it a conspiracy.
That's a conspiracy theory.
That's true.
Did you go to Yellowstone?
I sure did. I saw you have buffaloes on your shirt and I have buffaloes on my shirt.
We're both. And
I don't.
Oh, you have a wolf.
That's how we know it's almost, that's true. I have a wolf.
Yeah, we're all wearing animal shirts. John, besides coming on this podcast, what's the last bold, brave thing you did?
The last bold, brave?
It could be just bold. It could be just brave. It could be bold and brave.
I was on a shoot for a web series yesterday.
How'd it go?
It was fun. It was in like some town in Northern California, and I drove all the way there, and I listened to another podcast.
That's okay.
Called Dirty John.
Sure. I listened to that.
I drove up in the dark. Ooh. And it was really scary.
Yeah.
And that was the bravest thing I did was listen to the whole thing.
In the dark.
In the dark.
When the ghosts can get you.
Yeah. Well, it's just about a real guy who's really scary. That's the podcast. There's no ghosts, just like a murderous madman.
The real ghosts are us. The scariest ghosts are people.
Like Nicole Kidman with The Others.
Yeah.
Which if you haven't seen it, oops.
I don't worry about that anymore,
We
can't worry about The Others right now.
If you wanna, no.
Can't be worried about that.
No. Can only be worried about people. The real ghosts. The scary, scary humans.
We go now to a boisterous and packed coffee shop, one of those like cafeteria type restaurants where like a bunch of people are getting a quick business lunch or a quick work time lunch, and they're all sitting down with their trays, and there's a din of chatter. And in the end, did you know that she's a ghost all along?
What?
And that her child is also a ghost all along.
Both of them?
And everybody in that movie, when they think that they are being haunted, they're actually the ghost all along.
Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert! Before you hit me with a spoiler, you gotta say spoiler alert! Before you hit me with a spoiler, you gotta say spoiler alert. Jeff, have you seen the movie? Well, let me jump into it. Enter Bruce Willis with his acting skills so divine. But at the end you found out that, hey, Bruce Willis has been dead the whole time. Did you know that? Had you seen the movie yet?
Are we talking about The Sixth Sense?
Yes.
I have seen it.
Oh, good. Then I didn't need a spoiler alert.
You didn't need it, no.
Spoiler alert.
You could have told that outright.
I could have said it, but instead I almost gave you a spoiler alert.
Did you know that Darth Vader is Luke's dad?
Spoiler alert.
Did I have to say
here because he's not dead, and that's just how it is.
Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert!
Before you hit me with a spoiler, you gotta say spoiler alert!
Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert!
Before you hit me with a spoiler, you gotta say spoiler alert!
Oh, I don't know. I'm nervous about this date tonight. Do you think I should start by telling him I'm a ghost or just like...
Definitely no.
You think I should just like play it cool and not tell him I'm a ghost?
Yeah, probably. That's not first date talk, I don't think.
Yeah, you're right. It's just so hard because like first dates are complicated enough. And then you add to that, do you let him know that you're a ghost?
Jenny, I think Brian's right. I think you're gonna have to tell him you're a ghost eventually, but I wouldn't lead off with that.
Okay, but like, you guys realize the conundrum, right? If I go too long without saying a ghost, now it's like I'm ashamed that I'm a ghost, or like I'm deceiving him that I'm a ghost.
Sure.
Yeah.
But you're right. I don't want him to like run away before we've even had our frozen yogurt.
No, you gotta save that for later. The frozen yogurt so you can savor. But there's gotta be the time that's the most appropriate to tell him that
you are a ghost.
Should I ask him a bunch of questions and wait like an hour before I let him know I died in a crazy accident and now should I say, hey, Jeremy, it's nice and you look good tonight. I am a ghost girl. I hope that doesn't cause you much fright.
I don't know. Brian, you've been in more ghost relationships than either of us.
Sure.
What would you suggest?
I don't know. Anytime I go on a date and I see the girl's a ghost, I just get a little spooked, you know?
Sure.
I want somebody that I can, like, really hold and confide in. And I don't want somebody from the 1800s who doesn't have any idea what Twitter is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good thing for me I'm a recent ghost.
That's true.
So I don't have to get over the time difference.
But you are still a ghost, and we may be humans who are friends with you, and we've accepted that you are a ghost.
But you guys, you don't know what it's like to wanna reach out and kiss a boy, to wanna hold his hand and feel that joy, to always question the timing. And what do you do? How do you tell him that you are dead and it's true? When do you say tell him I'm a ghost?
After frozen yogurt, but before a month.
Oh, that's a really
somewhere
wide range.
After frozen yogurt, but before a month is what I think. Brian, does that check out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, as the person with the most experience, I'd say after the first date and before the wedding.
Sure.
Jeez, Brian, that's an even bigger time
very wide
span.
Frame.
Brian, also, you've dated a lot of ghosts, but you ditch them as soon as you find out they're a ghost, which makes me feel really scared about me going forward with this date.
Right.
Like, you're saying you wouldn't date me.
No.
God,
hey,
that's crushing, but yeah. Also honest.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No,
that's
it's
okay.
All right.
You gotta be honest.
Listen, Brian, I wouldn't date you either. So whatever. It's like not about that. Okay. I like wouldn't date you even if you asked me. Like even before when I wasn't a ghost and we were just sitting next to each other in history, if you had asked me out, I would say no. Okay. Because you and I don't have a spark.
Super convenient.
Yeah. I'd date either of you. What? Cool.
Taylor?
Hmm?
What?
I said nothing.
Taylor, you said something there.
Taylor, what'd you say?
I'd date either of you. Oh. Let's be real.
Oh.
Thanks, Taylor.
Hey, you're welcome, but I'm not gonna, because...
Is it because I'm a ghost?
No.
Thanks.
Well, why wouldn't you date me?
What?
Is it because he's not a ghost?
Oh, you would date.
No. I would date both of you.
Oh.
I wouldn't date you because you're going on a date with another boy.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't date you because you have like, what, 6 or 7 dates lined up right now?
I'm a serial dater.
You're a serial dater and you're very popular. And quite frankly, you're out of old Taylor's league.
Come on, Taylor. That's not true.
Oh.
Come on, man.
I mean.
That's not true.
Well.
You could be in any league you want.
Really?
Yeah.
But what if I'm in a league, but the league is just me, all on my own? Could you say specifically that I'm in a league of my own? Are you saying that what I need to do, the thing to get me through it all, is to start a baseball team with only women playing baseball?
Sure, that's one way that you would not end up alone, is if you were like Tom Hanks and you started a league of their own. But I want to tell you that you gotta just believe, because you're in everyone's league.
I'm in everyone's league. I'm in the baseball league and the football league and a soccer league. Is it a soccer league? Do all sports have leagues? Like if I was playing tennis, is that called a league? Or what's the name of a tennis federation? Ooh, is it called a tennis federation? Basically, I can start any sports I want and date anyone. Is that right? Is that what you guys were saying?
Yeah, that was great.
Okay.
I was just nodding along. I thought that was great.
Oh, thanks. I'm gonna go. Good luck on your date. Good luck on your many dates.
Thanks.
Good luck, Taylor.
Hey, thanks.
With your league.
Yeah, check in on that later. I think it's gonna be going really good.
Oh, I'm so nervous. For this date.
Dude, what's your problem?
Okay. Well, I don't want her to find out I'm a ghost.
God damn it.
I know. Right?
Yeah.
Because when I asked her out, I wasn't a ghost. And then I died, like 2 days later, all because I wanted to go on that sick slip and slide in Mr. Roberts' backyard.
Garth, we warned you. We said that slip and slide is ill-supported.
But it was so sick. It was a sick slip and a sick slide.
It was a sick slip and slide.
Yeah, and I'm the only one that died. In my defense, you two got off scot-free.
Yeah, after you died, we decided not to do the slip and slide.
Fair. Yeah.
It was one of those moments where, like, your parents are like, if your friend jumps off of a bridge, are you gonna do it? And I was always like, no, I'm not a dummy. And then it came to happen where someone did something dumb, and then Track did not follow.
Yeah. It's not in Track's DNA to do something crazy like that. I'm a calculated risk man.
Yeah, Track is by the books.
Yeah.
Oh, well, now...
Dude, tell her you're a ghost straight up.
No, straight up? Straight up, right away?
Yeah, you gotta lead with that shit. Tell her you're a ghost.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, who knows? Maybe you'll have... That's the first thing you have in common.
What, like she's a ghost and I just didn't notice?
Maybe. I don't know. Listen, it's in Track's DNA to give good advice.
Yeah, I mean, that is true, but I just don't see it. It's like... I guess the more I... Well, no. I think I would have noticed... If she was a ghost, I think I would have noticed... Like if one time I tried to hand her a piece of toast, and then she couldn't hold the toast because she doesn't have a corporeal form. Holding toast is a human thing, and that is just the norm.
Unless she is also a recent ghost.
Yeah.
Maybe you are both recent ghosts, and you couldn't notice yet because it is recently that she's deceased. You're both recent ghosts.
Okay, but the last time I saw her, and I think I can prove it, she was just a normal girl, and like a normal girl I could kinda see right through it. And she was only wearing white, and had white skin and white hair, and that's not the kind of thing that a ghost would do. A ghost would never dare.
She could be a recent ghost.
A recent ghost.
A recent ghost.
A recent ghost.
Only recently deceased. She could be a recent.
On the same day.
Okay.
Maybe she was on that slip and slide. Was she? I don't remember. Was she on the slip and slide with me?
I mean, not at the same time you died.
Well, maybe someone else died in the same town somewhere else at the same time.
Yeah, she could be a recent ghost. A recent ghost. Slip and slide or whatever, she died. And she's a recent ghost.
I really hope she is, cause if she's a ghost as well, our relationship would be off to a good start. We wouldn't have to go through the kind of hell of lying to each other about who we really are. So I'm just gonna trust you, track, cause it's worked out so far. A recent ghost. Thanks, Track. Hey, one more piece of advice before I go.
Yeah, what's up?
What do I wear?
Oh, you know, you can't change out of that gear. You died in it, so.
Oh, you're right. I shouldn't have. Well, silly me. This is what. Okay.
This is why you keep Track around, because he's so highly
track
logical.
Track keeps it real.
I'm sorry, man.
No, you're right. That's what I needed to hear. Just be myself and wear the clothes I died in. My bathing suit.
Yeah.
Guys, listen, we're out of gummy bears, okay? And I know they're a hot topping.
But what's frozen yogurt without a gummy bear topping?
I don't know. We're just going to have to just, like, be real with the people as they come in and be like, hey, welcome to Hot Toppings. Everyone's favorite.
Everyone's favorite. Cool alt yogurt shop.
Yeah. Welcome to Hot Toppings. We are out of gummy bears.
Mm.
But don't worry, we still got, you know, cookie crumbles. Yep. We still got, like, dried fruit. We still have gummy worms. We still got fruity pebbles.
A gummy worm is not a gummy bear, Bethany.
I know that, Clarence, okay? Listen, heavy as the head that wears the manager's badge, all right? Like, do you think I want to come out here and be like, we're out of gummy bears?
No.
No.
I can tell you don't. It is a heavy hat because there's a heavy badge on that hat.
Yeah. Friggin' weighs it down. It's always like dipping over my bangs. And I just, guys, what do you think of my bangs?
Well, let's see what else we have here.
Okay.
Got some in the fruit section.
Yeah.
We got chocolate covered bananas because they're alt bananas.
Yeah. They're like, they were bananas and now they've been altered. They're alt bananas. They're
altered bananas.
Yeah.
Chocolate covered blueberries.
Same logic applies.
Chocolate covered raspberries.
Yeah. Chock.
Chocolate covered kiwi. Mango.
Okay.
All of the fruits.
Yeah. Okay, great. Then we got dried fruits, okay, which have been altered by time.
Because mm-hmm.
Now they're like little Craisin Raisins versions.
Anything
of themselves.
Anything can be alt if time gets involved.
Yeah. Time is the great alternator.
We need some more alt flavors in here. We have to distract from the fact that we don't have any gummy bears.
All right, that's fine. That's why I called this like creative meeting. You know what I mean? Like I wasn't just like going to open the store like nothing had happened.
Right.
I was trying to be honest.
Thank you.
It's like, we could have French vanilla, except now it's Spanish vanilla.
Alt.
Now it is alternate vanilla.
We could have mint chip, except we take out all the chips. We still call it mint chip, but it's alternate mint chip.
We could have coffee flavored, except now it's specifically macchiato. It's an alternate macchiato taste.
Oh, we could have blue raspberry, but the color of the yogurt is green. It's from an alternate world where blue raspberries are green when they're seen.
What we are saying is that everything is alternative. Alternative.
Hey, I'm just gonna get, like, a vanilla thing.
Oh, cool. Like, just a vanilla thing? Like, what if I told you it was Spanish vanilla?
Like a Spanish vanilla flavor?
Yeah.
How does it taste different from vanilla?
You tell me!
Here's a free sample!
Oh, shit, okay. Oh, damn. I'm feeling a little inspired.
A little inspired.
I feel a little hot.
Little hot.
It's like I'm frozen right now into this little spot.
Frozen in the spot.
I feel a little spicy.
Little spicy.
Is that a habanero pepper?
It sure is.
You guys didn't tell me this would be jalapeno pepper, spicy flavored.
Yeah.
Spanish vanilla.
Spanish vanilla.
Alternative vanilla.
Alternative vanilla.
I feel it in my bones. And I'm also allergic to jalapeno.
Oh shit. Oh shit. Oh shit. Oh shit. Oh shit.
Okay, it's okay. Oh, shit. I have an EpiPen. Okay. Okay. Just don't put your thumb over the end.
Where does
okay?
it go?
Oh,
it's right in the thigh.
Does it go in his neck?
Here you go.
You're supposed to put it in the neck?
No.
It's only a mild allergy.
Okay, so no EpiPen?
No.
Here's a Benadryl.
Yeah. Oh, my throat was a little itchy and it started to close up a little bit, but it wouldn't impede me from eating the entire.
But let me ask you another question, sir.
Yeah?
Did you even notice? Did you even care that Hot Toppings is currently out of gummy bears?
Out of gummy bears?
Yeah, you didn't even notice, huh?
No, I
was
so
too busy having an allergic reaction.
Yeah, we did it. So alternative, so all, bro.
So all.
I was super distracted by the jalapeno.
Yeah, that's right.
Why would you even open the store without any gummy bears?
Because we had to.
We had no choice. Heavy is the head that wears the badge.
Heavy is the hat that wears the badge on the head is also heavy from the heavy hat badge.
I'd like to speak to a manager.
I am the manager.
Mind blown, right, dude?
Oh, shit.
Anything you could say to that imagined manager, you can say to me, the manager.
How dare you?
How dare I? Exactly. You just got hot toppinged.
I'm leaving.
Good.
Will he ever come back? Will Hot Toppings recover from having no gummy bears and their alternative flavors? Will those ghosts go on a date and reveal their truths to each other? Find out very soon when we return from intermission on
Don't Ghost This Date!
The Musical! Jessica?
Yeah, Zach?
Who's supporting today's show? I gotta know.
Well, I'll tell you what. Our moms, our fans,
okay, good.
The good people at Earwolf.
Anyone else?
Yes! Today's show comes from Audible. Audible offers unmatched selection of audiobooks, original audio shows, news, comedy, and more from the leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazine and newspaper publishers, and business information providers.
Very cool. Also very cool, membership includes one free audiobook a month, exclusive sales, and 30% off all regularly priced audiobooks.
And unlike a streaming or rental service, with Audible, you own your books and you can access them anytime, anywhere, right from your smartphone.
Did you know that right now, Audible is offering our listeners, off-book listeners, a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership?
Yeah, you just go to audible.com/offbook and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs, download a title free, and start listening. Zach, it's that easy!
All I do is go to audible.com/offbook or text offbook to 500-500 to get started today.
Yeah. Okay, listen. I love listening to books.
Harry Potter.
Yeah, okay.
Potter,
I've listened Harry to Harry Potter. Potter books.
Harry Potter, Harry Potter.
I've listened to them, and they're great.
Is
I love listening to them.
Is all Harry Potter there?
All Harry Potter is there. I've listened to them on Audible, and they're amazing.
Harry Potter.
Yeah, it's what I listen to.
I like Harry Potter, too.
Yeah, it's
if
great.
If I have Audible, I'll listen to Harry Potter.
Yeah, you should. You could listen to, like, both versions.
Harry Potter?
Yeah. It's pretty amazing. I love listening to memoirs, like, read by the person who wrote them. Like, I drove around listening to Yes, Please by Amy Poehler, and it was like, Amy Poehler was in my car. It was a darn delight.
Have you read that cool autobiography, Harry Potter by J.K. Rowling?
Yeah, and J.K. Rowling had an incredible life.
Harry Potter, Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Go to audible.com/offbook or text offbook to 500-500 to get a free audiobook with a 30-day trial.
That's audible.com/offbook or offbook to 500-500. Get your own ears listening to Harry Potter.
Harry Potter!
Welcome back!
When we last left Jenny the ghost, she was about to go on a date with Garth the ghost.
And when we last Garth, when we left that, when we last left Garth the ghost, he was about to go on a date with Jenny the ghost. This joke works better when you don't trip over your own words.
Track, sweetie.
Yeah, what's up?
Your father and I just wanted to make you a very special dinner and tell you once again, we're proud of you.
Man, y'all are so sweet.
We love you so much, kiddo. You're the best son anyone could ever ask for.
So we made you your favorite meatloaf lasagna and key lime pie for dessert.
Oh, sweet key lime.
Trek, you just are the apple of our eyes and our sweet, sweet boy.
You know what, guys? Everybody's been saying, hey, you got great advice to give. And I say, you know what, that's true. And it all comes down to the parents, you know, the parentage. How
oh,
you raise.
Come on, come on, sweetheart.
That's what all the philosophy books say, Freudian stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, we don't know nothing about that.
That's all you, Trek, taking our foundation and building it into a beautiful building that is Trek.
Yeah, that's the internet, too. I've access to so much information that it's you guys never could have.
Really?
It's true.
How and where?
Oh, the internet?
Yeah.
Oh, it's really simple. All right, come on over to this computer. Let me show you a little something.
Oh, here we go. Okay. Oh.
You can press this button. It turns on this device.
Okay.
Here, let me type in my password. It's creamy. Take that advice.
Oh.
You see this thing light up?
Mm-hmm.
This is your access to any information.
Whoa.
You can do anything, like follow the president as he tweets about the nation.
Who could ever have a better son than Trek?
And Trek, I'm crying. I'll sing with you.
Who could ever have a better son than Trek?
Oh, hold on. What's this icon here do?
Let me show you. You just have to double click.
Double click?
This one's called Sea Cleaner. It cleans out your disk.
Whoa!
That's a thing on the computer that fills up with all this space when you're surfing the web and doing other crazy things.
Who could ever have a better son than Trek?
Sea cleaner!
love my parents. They're the sweetest people. I never could have done this alone, and I'm adopted. Who knew I'd see such a beautiful world out here?
Out here.
Out here.
Who could ever have a better son than Trent?
The best son.
You're the best son. Who could ever have a better son than Trent?
All over this computer because I love our son so much.
Wait, let's eat the casserole that's also lasagna and a meatloaf.
Yeah, like where the regular meat is in a lasagna. It's meatloaf meat.
You're a genius!
Coach, here's my question. There's a bunch of us here who are excited to play softball, but it's the league of your own?
Mm-hmm. That's just the name of the league, though. So, like, all of you ladies and boys, I opened up for everyone because it's a league of their own for everyone, no matter who you are, you can be in this league. I should specify though, we are playing baseball.
Okay.
Or so, I guess if you want to play hockey, then it is your league too. So I guess you can play whatever sport you want.
Taylor?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, you put up the signs all over town.
Me, Coach Taylor.
And yet, it seems like you don't even really know what you want us to do.
I don't. My friends convinced me that this was a good way for me to gain self-esteem and know that everyone's in my league. They're not out of my league. But I think it was about dating, and I took it literally. And now I find myself in a position I'm not entirely comfortable with.
Oh, well, you have a bunch of people gathered here. Yeah, I mean, we all came out. Yeah, we're like excited to be here. I love this. And that's pretty cool.
Are you saying I should speed date everyone in the league?
Yeah, that sounds, why not? If that's what this is really about.
Hi, my name's Taylor and I'm here to speed date. So just tell me one thing about yourself. One personal thing about your personal life. Leave any creepy stuff on the shelf.
My name's Gus and I wear a frown, but I run the pet store in the town.
Okay, hard pass, not because you aren't cool, because you're 40 years old, a little bit has been too old for me. Not to say that you don't deserve love, that you just maybe find it from someone your age. Next!
Hi, I'm Cindy, and I like long walks on the beach because I live on a beach.
Well, Cindy, I'm also going to have to pass because we live in a landlocked state, and because you live on a beach far away, a long-distance relationship would not be super great. So pass on that. Next!
My name's Kylie, and I'm excited to be here, of course. My favorite thing to do is all day ride my horse. I ride my horse every single day, and I love my horse, and you can say nay.
I could say nay, and I will say nay, and I'll tell you why I will say nay. You have spending all day on your horse, and I have lots of other things to do, so sorry. Next!
Hi, I'm Little Jimmy, and I like to lick my lollipops. I also like to eat my candy.
Way too young. Tiny, tiny boy licking candy. Sorry. Next.
My name's Jan.
Pass. Next.
Hey. just a man. I'm 18 years of age, perfect age for dating. Hey, look at my earbuds, they're skull candy. I listen to cool music, punk rock mostly.
Whoa! Me too, I think you're fine and dandy. The thing that really pushed me over the edge is my earbuds are also skull candy.
Nice.
Speed dating, speed dating, speed dating, speed dating. It sometimes seems cruel to the people that you talk to, but speed dating,
speed dating,
speed dating,
speed dating,
speed dating. Without
you know, it's Guy.
Oh, Guy. Now I'm gonna go on a normal non-speed date with Guy.
Hi, Garth. You look really handsome in your bathing suit.
Jenny, thanks. You look really handsome. You look beautiful. And you look beautiful in that dress.
Thanks.
I hope you don't mind that I wore a bathing suit to this Italian restaurant.
No. I just am a little upset because I waited for you at the frozen yogurt place for like an hour.
Yeah.
Because that's where I thought our date was.
Well, no, it is there. I just gotta pick up some breadsticks to go. We gotta get some breadsticks to go before we go to our date at the frozen yogurt restaurant.
Oh!
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. You know what?
I was gonna get
I'm not great at... I mean, you know what? I'm not great at... Communicating. What?
Me too!
Wait, a breadstick and yogurt. That's a great idea. Because I'm always like, I wish this spoon was an edible device.
I feel like... all my life I've been a breadstick. Just a breadstick all alone. Without marinara or a ranch sauce to dip in and call home.
And I've been thinking all my life I'm frozen yogurt. And I feel like, wow, I wish I could be paired with something other than a spoon somehow.
Maybe we work together better than we do apart.
Maybe we work together to open up our hearts.
'Cause everything that comes out of your mouth is a thing I would have said. Yogurt and breadsticks. Yogurt and bread.
I was thinking about love and I was thinking about stopping. Because like a yogurt I was sitting without topping.
And I was in a basket, but I was taken by a little kid. And I wasn't at the Olive Garden where breadsticks are a limit. Other's hearts. 'Cause everything that you say is a thing I would have said.
A thing I would
breadsticks
have
and yogurt.
Yogurt and bread.
Because I think we both understand the deal. You're an appetizer, I'm dessert. We skip the main course.
Our story's the oldest told. What do you pair with something fresh baked and hot? Something creamy and cold.
Maybe we work best together.
Maybe we belong in each other's hearts.
We belong in each other's hearts. Because when I'm with you, I can admit
I am dead.
You too?
Yeah.
Breadstick and yogurt.
yogurt and bread.
Wait, you're dead too?
Yeah. Jenny, I'm a ghost. I died on a slip and slide. That's why I'm wearing a bathing suit right now.
And I died in a dress.
That why you're wearing a dress right now?
Yeah, I died picking wildflowers in a meadow, and I got struck by lightning.
Holy shit. You got struck by lightning while the weather was nice enough to pick wildflowers?
Yeah, it was so crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You can't protect against something like that.
No, it's one in a million, just like something else. I don't know.
No. You know, you say you're not very good at communicating, but everything you've said has made perfect sense to me.
Me too. Should we get some yogurt we can ingest because we don't have corporeal forms?
Yeah. I'll stop waiting for these breadsticks I can't pick up.
Breadsticks! Breadsticks!
Why does this always happen? They order the breadsticks, and then they leave the breadsticks on the counter? What is a Giuseppe supposed to do with all of these breadsticks? They're everywhere! Dominic! Luigi!
Yes, Papa!
Giuseppe's got a whole mountain of breadsticks, and they're going to waste! We gotta find us something to do with these breadsticks!
Oh, no, Papa!
Oh, Papa.
I am so sorry. I fear that we are being pranked by some sort of school children. Why have we so many breadsticks?
Well, we will have to find something to do with them. Wake up in the morning, muncha, muncha, muncha breadstick. Go to bed in the evening, muncha, muncha, muncha breadstick. Lunch every day, muncha, muncha, muncha breadsticks. You see what I'm saying? I'm saying that every day we have to muncha, muncha, muncha breadsticks.
Muncha, muncha, muncha breadsticks.
In Italian it's slightly different. Muncha, muncha, muncha breadsticks.
Muncha, muncha, muncha breadsticks.
Muncha, muncha, muncha breadsticks.
Muncha, 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 muncha breadsticks.
Oh, Papa, I am sorry to see you so down in the dumps. I am going to take all these breadsticks and mush them up into a big breadstick lumps. Then I can eat 5 breadsticks at a time. That will make me a good son, so sublime. If I have breadsticks for breakfast, dinner, and lunch, yes, what I will do. Muncha, muncha, muncha breadsticks.
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 Muncha, 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 muncha breadsticks.
Papa.
Yes.
Look into my eyes. Do you see? I cry.
Oh no.
It's too much. The pressure's too hot. What are we gonna do with these breadsticks we got?
Take all your tears, put them in a glass. Swirl all that glass around before you go to class. Oh, I have an idea, maybe this is something. Use glass of tears as liquid for dunking. Dunk it, dunk it, dunk it, breadsticks. Dunk it, dunk it, dunk it, breadsticks. Take all your tears and then dunk it, dunk it, dunk it, breadsticks. Then you munch it, munch it, munch it, breadsticks. Munch it, munch it, munch it, breadsticks. All of the breadsticks. Muncha, 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 breadsticks.
Excuse me, your name's Giuseppe. I'm sorry, you don't have a name tag.
My name is Giuseppe.
Oh, okay. You can just look at the tag on my hat. That makes my head so heavy.
Oh, it's the frozen yogurt badge?
Yeah.
You are the manager of the
Hot Toppings.
Hot Toppings?
Yeah.
Word on the street is, you ran out of the gummy bears.
Yeah, that's right. But now it's making us, like, reimagine how alt we can be. And I was wondering, like, if you had any, like, marinara I could borrow so I could make, like, marinara yogurt. Or, like, if you had, like, I don't know, just a bunch of cheese. Anything you need to, like, get rid of.
Is there anything in the store that I have too much of that I needed to get rid of? I don't know. Let me look around. It's hard to see anything in the store on account of all of these breadsticks are piled up a left and a right and everywhere I look. But let me think.
You know what? If we're really stuck on this, there's somewhere else we can go to help.
No.
No, I just mean like the two of us together.
Oh.
And luckily, he's riding down the road on his moped right now because he's the coolest kid in town.
Oh, you mean the kid who gives us such good advice?
Yeah. Bing, 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 bing. Hey, Track.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Excuse me, Signore Track. I know you come in here and order a tagliatelle yesterday, and now I was wondering if you could maybe give us some advice for the predicament we're in.
Yeah, you just give, like, the best advice at town because you're, like, the best son. So, like, we have a problem. I gotta get something else for my girt.
For your girt.
I gotta get something else for my girt.
For your girt. I gotta get something to do with these sticks.
With his sticks.
Specifically, all around you, you see too many breadsticks.
Breadsticks.
Too many for my Italian sons to put in their mouth and lick. I gotta do something. Too many bread sticks.
Alright, guys, well, just gather around, okay? Let's put this two heads and make something cool, okay?
Okay.
Hey, look over here. There's a giant pile of breadsticks, right?
Uh-huh.
And you got a girt store and you need something for the girt.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Well, I think just like logic would dictate that you take a stick, you dip it in the girt, and then you got something special going on. You know what I'm saying?
Huh.
Oh, you take a little bit of stick and you put it in my girt.
In your girt, it's my stick. In your girt,
you take a little breadstick and you put it in the girt.
A little bitty breadstick and I put it in the girt.
You take a stick and you put it in the girt.
It's so small that it could not hurt. It's just a little breadstick and you put it in. Hold on though.
Yeah.
What?
Those are two flavors. I don't know if they're working together. Such a hot breadstick, cold yogurt. What is the appropriate weather to eat that?
Oh, come on. You've never had salty and sweet. Give your customers something good to eat. You just gotta put them together. Who knows what amazing things will happen? Hot topic.
He's right. You got a little breadstick. You put it in some frozen yogurt. We should give it a try, yeah. He said it and it could not hurt. Because if there's one thing I know, and I know it brought to back, you always gotta listen to advice from Track, yeah. You always got to listen to advice from Track.
He's a track and everybody loves him. You always
Track.
He's
listen
track.
To my advice.
Okay. We'll put some. You just put this breadstick.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Here's some girt.
Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly what I had in mind.
And wait.
Boop.
That's the first time we've ever had a real hot topping.
What?
That's the first time. Maybe this is magic that won't ever be stopping because. We've never had a real hot topping before. A track, and Giuseppe, you saved my store.
And you saved my store too.
Oh.
Hot toppings, freshly baked bread. People were expecting a hot, hot fudge. They get Italian bread instead. It's time to sell this to the people outside. They're gonna ask for more. I think we gotta open a yogurt and breadstick store.
And they did.
And they did. And they did.
Opening day of Giuseppe's Hot Toppings. Hi, my name is Kylie and I got off my horse to tell you this is the greatest meal I've ever had, of course. My name is Gus, I run the pet store in town. This
breadstick on yogurt's the first time to turn my frown upside down. I'm smiling.
And my name is Taylor. Why would I lie? I've chosen this establishment for my first slow date with Guy.
Hey, Tay.
Hey, Guy.
I was thinking, why don't you dip your stick in my gurt?
Yeah, and then you dip your stick in my gurt.
Yeah. Okay, ready?
One,
two,
three. Mm-hmm. I can't believe there's people just like us, Jenny, enjoying the combination that we thought of.
It's almost like we caused a ripple effect with our beautiful ghostly love. And I'm sorry, everybody with your breadsticks and your gird. Here comes a happy ending, spoiler alert. When you put a breadstick in yogurt, you put them together.
Breadsticks, breadsticks and yogurt, ends in love, spoiler alert. Yogurt and breadsticks, breadsticks and yogurt, ends in love, ends in love,
ends.
After this short break. Jessica!
Zach!
I want to talk to you about Lisa mattresses again. I love them so much.
Oh, well, I'd love to hear about them, Zach.
Good, because I love sleeping on it. I lay down and I get those good dreams. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. You got those good, dreams. Good the kind dreams. Of dreams that come from a clear, clear conscience because you know you bought a mattress that helps others.
Yeah. Some companies, when they're making mattresses, they're making it with, like, the blood of the fallen. That's not Lisa.
No.
They're a good company. They give me the good, good dreams.
They're planting trees. They're donating mattresses to shelters.
Mm-hmm.
They're giving their employees time, all so that you can sleep on their three layers of foam and know that you're a good person.
They got foam for cooling and breathability. They got foam for body contouring and pressure relief. They got foam for durability and structure. It's a foam party. I said it before, I'll say it again. They got three kinds of foam. It's a foam party.
Yeah, because you know, like, when you're going to sleep and you want to have good dreams, you want to be like, am I at a foam party?
No, I'm not. I'm on a Lisa mattress.
You guys, just try a Lisa mattress in your home for 100 nights for free.
But guess what else you can do now?
What?
You can catch them all, Pokemon style. Get that Lisa pillow. Get that Lisa blanket. Get that Lisa foundation and frame.
Get that Lisa Jigglypuff.
Get that Lisa Jigglypuff. It evolves into a Lisa Wigglytuff. Don't worry about it. All 150 of them are taking up space in my brain. 151 with Mew. Guys, it's a Forbes top 20 startups to watch company.
Try it 100 nights risk-free and free shipping as always, and you get $100 off when you go to leesa.com/offbook.
You can try it in the Lisa Dream Gallery in Soho, NYC, and Virginia Beach, and over 80 West Elm stores nationwide.
Nationwide.
Hey guys, Zach and Jess here just with some quick housekeeping.
Housekeeping.
It's hard when you can't sing the first and the fifth. Don't worry about it. Anyway, we want to tell you about a couple of live shows that we have coming up that are very, very cool.
January 25th at Nerd Melt with Rachel Bloom as our guest, and January 28th at San Francisco Stitch Fest.
Yes, both very cool. Also, if you haven't checked out our Stitcher Premium content, we did a really, really fun double-length holiday musical with Madeline Walter and Zeke Nicholson. Here's a clip of it right now. Whoa!
Whoa! So why don't you keep the holiday spirit in your hearts forever and listen to that episode now? We don't care that Christmas is over. Yeah. It's about all the holidays.
And also, spoiler about that musical, your perception of time is wrong.
So you gotta listen for you to know the truth about time and your place in it. Bye.
Bye.
Welcome back. Oh, man, you just heard An ad, maybe.
You just heard an ad, maybe. Probably. Do we have ads? We usually do. This was probably an ad.
But if you didn't hear an ad, welcome back from a couple seconds ago. John, way to go, bud.
God.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Killer three-part harmony there at the end.
Yeah, I loved that last chord. It's beautiful.
Also, I mean, I knew this, but you got some deep notes.
Deep, resonant, baritone / bass. I don't want to type you in terms of what
vocal part
you want to say that you are.
Yeah, where do you live? What's your home vocal part?
I'm a baritone. Yeah. I would have been like really relieved to hear that as a young kid because I had this like, you know, preacher's kid, like high voice, like that kid in Sister Act 2 Back in the Habit.
Sure.
When he sings Oh Happy Day and then he hits the note and everyone's shocked.
Yeah.
That was me.
Oh, Oh, happy
but really,
day.
You would have wanted someone to come up to you and be like, hey, you're going to have a sick low voice.
I was a small boy.
There you go.
And that never fared well. And the young people.
The other people in the choir.
When Jesus washed. I'm not going to be able to do it right now.
This is the segment of Off of the Book. Sing sections from Sister Act 2.
When my Jesus I can't do it right now.
That's a great segment that we will do at one point, which is called Jessica McKenna Sings Sister Act 2 Back in the Habit.
Oh,
we'll get there.
In my life I put number four. Okay,
we're going to get there, but it's
I know,
not.
Come we're on. There. We're there. We're there. This is just me wanting to like bond with John about Sister Act 2. But that's not what we're going to do right now. We're going to do a segment called New Phone Who Dis, which is just a way of us getting into a text message of yours. So sent or received recent text message, just a little short.
A little
text.
Short. I've received this one.
Great.
It says, do you still have that glass dish that Diane brought the lasagna in to the Dia de los Muertos party?
Hell yeah.
Oh, my God.
Do you still have that glass?
That's great.
God.
Oh.
Yeah, you know I'm just an average man, always going out to get food with my friend Diane. Diane's always bringing dishes right over to my house, delicious lasagnas for me to put in my mouth. But I'm like, ooh, where's that glass dish? Cause you know Diane, she's a class bitch, always bringing stuff over, I be bringing it back. Cause you know that Diane, her lasagna is whack.
Yeah, and that food was hot, it was fuerto. I had it at that Dios de los Muertos, the day of the dead, but here's what I said instead. Can I have the recipe for that lasagna in my head? Oh, Diane, it was so delicious. All of the layers, yo, they were so nutritious. Ricotta, marinara, meatloaf too. That's the way that lasagna you do. But yo, if I had a genie at the three wish, I'd use every wish to ask, yo, where's that glass dish? Yo, glass dish, Diane, give it up for me, I'm a Diane fan.
Glass dish, where that glass dish? Coming from Diane and she a class bitch. Where that glass dish?
Where that glass dish?
Coming from Diane and she a class bitch.
Yo, I got this glass dish, I want everybody to see it, I'm a class bitch.
Yeah.
You see I walk in,
Diane,
I got that deep lasagna. I'm gonna serve it right to ya.
Yeah.
Look, an extra layer of cheese, cause I ain't skipping, I ain't no vegan. Oh please. Bitch, I'm coming up in here with my dish, and you better read,
yo,
I'm a class bitch.
Yeah, that is right, yeah, that is right. You know that was Diane hot on the mic.
What?
Bringing all that good food for us to be eating. Did I mention it was Diane Keaton?
Yeah, Diane Keaton, way up what you said. You know she loves to celebrate the Day of the Dead. All up in here, Diane Keaton, a star but a neighbor. She got that lasagna flavor, you wanna savor. Wear that glass dish, wear that glass dish. With Diane Keaton, she's a class bitch. Wear that glass dish, wear that glass dish. With Diane Keaton, she a class bitch.
She can cook it all. Start in Annie Hall.
Boom! We're going out on that. This is the Annie Hall music. Diane Keaton, fuck Woody Allen. She can do it by herself.
Damn right. Oh, Diane Keaton, icon of lasagna and many things. Guys, quick plug, follow Diane Keaton on Instagram.
Serving some hot fire as well as Dia de los Muertos lasagna.
Dude, she posts dope pics.
John,
thanks so much.
Thank you so much for coming
on this crazy
anytime
show.
Where do the people go out into the internet world and find you, or what
else
want
them
to plug?
To know,
y'all, if you want to find me, you go to YouTube, you type paint, And then my stuff will pop up. If you're a fan of Disney musicals and fandom parody related a cappella content,
it is truly.
Basically, if you're a human.
If you're a human, also check it out. It is insanely difficult to do what you do. Four bar harmony, like with yourself. It's dope. Check it out. Go
Thank
find
y'all.
It. Cool. What do we want to plug?
I want to plug Diane Keaton's Instagram.
Diane Keaton's Instagram.
Bringing back dishes. I want to plug like the Facebook group. And shout out to Sleepy Babies. I want to plug getting stuff on Pod Swag. I want to plug Scott Passarella.
Hell yeah.
I want to plug Holes in Buckets.
Plug Holes in Buckets. Guys, if a ghost comes up to you and asks you on a date, be open.
Yeah, just give it a shot.
Give it a shot because you don't know.
Yeah.
They could be very recently dead.
So you'll still have similar references and worldviews.
Yeah, I mean, and aren't humans... Really? Just ghosts in costumes? Just ghosts in big old flesh costumes walking around?
Whoa, Zach. Do we even have time for this right now?
I mean, truly, I don't know. We're doing it anyway. We are off book, and as we say at the end of every episode...
Ghosts in costumes!
Bye!
This is a reminder to listen to Throwing Shade's holiday special. Hear guests like Jessica Chafin, Calpurnia Adams, Dave Holmes, and Matt McConkey. They stop by and get us in the holiday spirit.
Yeah, Aaron and Brian are very good, very funny human beings, so like get on that pronto. Listen and subscribe to Throwing Shade on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or
wherever you listen.
Like a seashell? Man, if you get podcasts in a seashell,
that'd be awesome.
That'd be cool.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.